Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, that's me. I am Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I welcome you back to All Things Real Estate. Before we go back into the show, I want to take a moment to suggest that you check out the brand new Santa Fe Realty Partners website. Now, again, that's located at, and I use a couple of different ways of describing our website address, but it's www.sfrp.com, or you can also get there at www.santafe realtypartners.com, either way. Anyway, co-owner Tommy Gardner and our marketing director, Kate Marburger, have put together what I believe is the ultimate online source for information on real estate in Santa Fe County and beyond. The new website has interactive maps and neighborhood search capabilities, real estate trends and stats, market updates and relocation information, just to name a few features. And we also feature an online magazine as well as information on All Things Real Estate Radio Show, as well as our free monthly newsletter. In addition, we have an exclusive video channel that offers interviews with real estate professionals providing information on a variety of topics that address every single aspect of your property questions. You can also listen to past broadcasts of this radio show if you want to kill a Sunday afternoon or another day. And there's a simple way of doing that. Just go to the website and click on a button, and it'll take you right to podcasts. So for all of your online real estate information, there really is only one place you need to go. That's www.sfrp.com. Again, www.sfrp.com. I think you will find it a very rewarding experience. Shifting gears, I want to welcome to the show my two good friends and colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners. I have Julie Brook and Roy Hughes on the line with me. Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We're great, Ray. How are you?
We're doing okay. We had a little question, Roy, with the technology. So are you guys on a speakerphone or a conference call?
We're on a conference call.
Wow, you guys are really high-tech.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, welcome to the show. And actually, Julie and Roy are going to be talking about some exciting reasons to visit Taos this coming Saturday. Go ahead, guys.
Hi, Ray. There are several fun things to do in Taos this Saturday. First of all, I'll tell you about the late afternoon. There is the lighting of Ladue Street. It's a lot like our Canyon Road walk here in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
Ladue Street is next to the Taos Plaza, and it's lined with great galleries and shops. There are even still private homes along the street. The Harwood Museum there has Taos classics and also brings in modern art from elsewhere. The walk begins at sunset with farolitos lit all along the street and on the adobe buildings. There will be local music and refreshments provided by the people who live and work there.
Wow.
And if you need more information or directions on that, you can call me, Julie Brook, at 505-690-0900 or Roy Hughes at 505-470-5635.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are expecting some good snowfall this coming week, aren't you, out there in Taos?
Yeah, it's crazy, Ray. It looks like El Nino might actually happen.
Yeah.
The forecast is for snow all week.
Wow.
So the lighting of Ladue is a great reason to come up, but what we're both excited about is the skiing at Taos Ski Valley also.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a perfect day to come up and go beforehand up to the valley. Taos has the best skiing right now in the Southern Rockies. Again, the forecast is calling for snow all week. They have six lifts open right now, and with new snow, they're opening new terrain daily.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks great, and we're getting really excited.
Well, now, and let's get to the heart of this as well. Not only do they have skiing options next Saturday, they've got the lighting of the, how do you pronounce that again?
Ladue.
Ladue Street. Sorry, my French is not as good as yours. But the real thing that we want to talk about here, and I want to give you guys as much time as you need, is Central Station Taos, which is an exciting new residential and commercial community just steps from the Taos Plaza and a short drive to the Taos Ski Valley. I hear this place is really fabulous. Talk about it.
Well, the location of Central Station Taos is great. It's in the downtown business district right off the plaza. This allows for owners to be walking distance to all the restaurants, shops, and other amenities that downtown Taos has to offer. For families that have some folks that ski and some don't, this location offers the best of both worlds. There's tons of restaurants, galleries, shops, and all within walking distance from the condominiums we're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's a pretty easy drive to the world-class slopes of Taos Ski Valley. And for those that don't like to drive, there's a daily shuttle that's 50 cents each way that picks skiers up in town and drops them right off at the base area. We're holding this condominium development open on Saturday before the Ladue Street to give people a chance to see our real estate offerings, share some holiday cheer, get something warm to drink, and have convenient free parking at the head of Ladue Street for the lighting.
Wow. And Julie, talk about this, because not only from Roy's description is it a very special place, primarily proximity to downtown Taos, but the features of this, the philosophy of it is really sort of unique. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's right, Ray. And as Roy said, the location is premium. Our motto for the community is live, walk, work. And you can walk just a block to restaurants, galleries, shops. People can locate you that way. It's something that's rarely seen. And all of this location is set in an environment that feels really peaceful and rural, with trees and beautiful landscaping designed by the head horticulturist at the El Monte Sagrado Hotel.
Wow.
There are living wetlands that are sown with hand-gathered wetland seeds that provide not only stormwater management but also great natural beauty, and the lush grounds that create a really, in the summertime when the temperatures start getting up there, it creates a really cool climate and beautiful as well.
Mm-hmm. And you've talked a little bit about some of the features, but if you had to really characterize the reasons why Central Station Taos is different and is separated in its qualities from other developments, what would those main points be, Julie?
Well, location, finishes, and attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's built very environmentally consciously, with low VOC paints, extra thick insulation, on-demand hot water, and then the aesthetic finishes are also gorgeous. People can choose from a range of traditional style, hardwood flooring, beautiful granite or soapstone countertops, and beautiful cabinetry, or they can go for a rustic and more industrial contemporary look.
And, you know, this is really testament to the success and the qualities that you're talking about, because you guys have already had some pretty significant success in selling units, right?
Yeah, of the 26 original units, so far 13 have sold, so we have 13 on the market right now. Those options are between residential and commercial uses. Right now we have residential units ranging from one bedroom, one bath, starting at $155,000, $160,000, to two bedroom, two bath units beginning at $290,000. Now is an exciting time for buyers to come up, pick out different trim options, and choose their own finish out to personalize their space.
Now, they can actually do that, Roy, next Saturday if they came up, did a little skiing, watched the lighting on the street, and then came by and had some cider with you guys. You could show them some properties, and if they really were serious, you could actually talk about finishes and features, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're there for. We want to give the public an opportunity to see this. We're super excited, not only on the location, which we think is paramount, but this developer really, in the big picture of things, he did the environmental things that we all want to do when we build. They even put electric car plug-ins for the near future, hopefully when we have cars that can just be plugged in and go.
And all of your details for your home office or your business office are already thought about. Each unit is pre-wired for networks. Satellite can be easily added to any of the units through the mechanical room. Just so many details, it's too many almost to mention here.
Now, Julie, when the three of us met a couple of days ago to talk about Central Station Taos, we were talking about, and Roy, you actually brought it up, that you think that this is a great opportunity for people in Santa Fe. So we're playing to primarily a Santa Fe audience here, and people might be scratching their heads, well, why would I want to buy something in Taos? What's your answer?
Well, it's a great opportunity to invest in places that are actually more affordable than you're going to find in Santa Fe,
mm-hmm.
at a higher quality than what you would get for that price here. And we've even actually, for investors, got units that are already rented with income if somebody just wants to hold something.
Yeah.
But they can also use it, you know, part-time, a residential unit. We've got both residential and commercial. They can use a residential unit part-time on the weekends, and then rent it out when they're not using it. It's the perfect location for that.
Now, this whole concept of live, work, walk, which I know is your buzzword for the development, that's a phenomenon that's catching on in other places around New Mexico, Santa Fe, and around the country. But I think you guys have really hit on something really special here, because not only are you close to downtown Taos and all of the features that the city has to offer. But if someone has a small business and they want to virtually roll out of bed in the morning and walk two steps to their commercial spot, they can do it, right?
Exactly.
It's being done there already.
It is being done there, really. Can you talk about some of the businesses that are already located there?
Right now we have a massage therapist, a certified CPA. We have a couple of web designers and computer technology people in-house. There's actually a place that on-site builds dental equipment, you know, fake teeth and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a great little community. The original developer, Cody West, is the builder. His company is G3 up in Taos, builds a great product. His office is actually there. He's moved his wife and daughter there also, so he rolls out of bed pretty early most of the time and gets to work. And it's starting to come alive. It's really great.
Well, that is a significant testimonial for anyone that's listening, that the developer is actually living in the community that he built. I mean, he must have great confidence in the product, the quality of his product, right?
Yeah, and he's very knowledgeable. I mean, he's there for most of our showings when we do have clients. And it's just great having a builder that can really speak to the highlights of the construction.
Mm-hmm.
He's thought about it inside and out. Being in an urban environment and being right up next to people, you can't hear a sound through any of the walls. It's amazing. I've never been in a commercial or residential development that has that much privacy.
Well, I've got about 30, 45 seconds here to close it out, so I want to give some critical information. First of all, Julie, won't you give your two phone numbers again? And then also, if people want to look at these fabulous pictures, I'm actually looking at your literature, they should go to a website. So won't you give that out, Julie?
Okay. Our phone numbers are 505-690-0900. That's mine. And Roy's is 505-470-5635. The website for Central Station Taos is just that, centralstationtaos.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to find.
Excellent. And again, this coming Saturday, run down again, Roy or Julie, what the offerings are to folks who might want to take a trip up and make a day out of Taos.
We'll be up there at Central Station Taos. They can come up for free parking anytime. We'll have the units open from 4 till 5:30. If somebody wants to call us earlier, we'll get them in sooner than that, too. But also, come up, ski, shop on the plaza, whatever during the day, and then park here, see the units, and head off to Lighting of Ladue Street for some fun.
Oh, boy, it sounds like a great day. I encourage everyone who's out there that does not have plans for next weekend and wants to make a day in Taos, see this terrific development, to actually give Julie and Roy a call, or just go up there and enjoy the day and visit Central Station Taos. Again, it's a brand-new offering that our two brokers, Julie Brooke and Roy Hughes with Santa Fe Realty Partners, are offering. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show today. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gino Thompson, that's a lot of information about a place. Are you thinking about that, Gino? Yes or no? Well, maybe. Okay, you might make a trip up there to Taos. Anyway, great offering. We're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation and get ready for the Open House of the Week segment. And I have my colleague Mark Williams on the line. And Mark is actually at 14 Madre Mountain. How are you, Mark?
Ray, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of the show today.
You bet. Tell us a little bit. Again, you've done this before. You know the drill. You got 2 minutes to sell everybody on the virtues of this terrific property. Go ahead.
The house at 14 Monterey Mountain is a beautiful Pueblo-style house right in the heart of Rancho Viejo. The owners bought the home new in the fall of 2004 and now need to sell for relocation purposes. This home has almost every upgrade that was available at that time from Rancho Viejo, and it's been well-maintained and easily lived in. The home has both a formal living room, formal dining room, and a family room. The open floor plan unites these spaces while providing a filling a separation between the three. The veganism, the fireplace, and the family room create a cozy environment for entertainment. The five bedrooms offer a number of options for bedrooms, home offices, or guest areas. The master suite offers a uniquely large walk-in closet, jetted tub, and separate shower. The large windows and glass doors offer great sunset views from the master, while the four other bedrooms are spacious and have an abundance of storage space, right?
Mm-hmm.
The rear portal and backyard can be the highlight of this home. The extremely large portal extends the entertaining space to the outside, and it provides enough room to entertain large groups or is cozy enough for family gatherings under the protection of the roof line. The easily maintained yard appears to be professionally landscaped. The owners are tastefully decorated with great plantings and large boulders. Across from the home is a large park-like area And this is maintained by the Homeowners Association there, Ray, and it seems to extend the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the home is just a short distance for miles of walking trails. Again, the home is at 14 Madre Mountain. It's around 3,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, living room, dining room, and family room, great outdoor space, and it's a bargain at $550,000.
Oh, it sounds like it. And let's see, what time are you going to be there today, Mark?
We're going to be there from 2:30 till 4:30 today.
So if someone wanted to come by and say hello to my friend and fellow broker Mark Williams, what's the best way for them to get there?
Ray, so just take Richards Avenue to Saddleback Mesa. Take Saddleback Mesa 2 blocks north to Madre Mountain, and you'll see the open house sign.
That sounds great. Well, listen, Mark, I wish you a lot of success today. You did a great job of selling me on it, and Gino Thompson's getting his checkbook out right now. Unfortunately, he's got to work here in the studio this afternoon, so he will not be at your open house, but he may be calling you to take a look at it at some point, okay?
That sounds great, Ray. Thanks
for being on the show today, Mark. We'll talk to you again soon. Anyway, before we go into our last sort of segment here on the show, I'd like to remind you that Lenson's Incorporated, a family-owned and operated business, has been offering fabrics and custom upholstery services for more than 30 years. If you haven't been to the Lenson showroom, I suggest you stop by the Santa Fe Institution and check out more than 450 lines of fabric, custom bedding, and upholstery services that they have to offer. Now, Lenson's is a major destination for interior designers, decorators, and Santa Fe homeowners, and ships its products to clients all over the world. Lenson's is located at 1305 Cerrillos Road, and I encourage you to stop by and say hello to our friend Loopy Lenson and her helpful staff. Lenson's for all of your fabric and custom upholstery needs. I think I have a very special guest on the phone with me right now who is someone who I have enjoyed getting to know over the last 6 months that All Things Real Estate has been on the air. And I have Scott Hutton, who is the owner of the broadcasting company that owns 6 stations, including KTRC. Good afternoon, Scott. Thanks for carving out some time this afternoon to speak to us.
Hey, Ray, congratulations on your six-month anniversary.
Well, you're so kind to say that, and I couldn't be here if it wasn't for you and Gino Thompson and the rest of your crew here at Hutton Broadcasting.
Thank
you. No, seriously, you guys are just a premier company here in Santa Fe. You are such a supporter of all things that happen in this city, and we're so proud to be part of your local programming and really appreciate all the personal attention that you give to this program. Anyway, I'm looking at Gino Thompson. I just want to plug him on air so that his boss hears that he is one of the best producers I've ever encountered in my life.
You don't have to tell me that. I know Gino is terrific, and Ray, you're doing a fantastic job. We appreciate the content that you provide to the radio station, and keep it going and keep the momentum up. You're doing a terrific job.
Well, you're very kind to say that, Scott, and we have every intention of staying with you guys for years if we can.
Sounds good to me.
Well, yeah, actually, and there are a lot of things that Scott and I have been talking about, and along with his senior management staff here, about how we can expand the show and take it out more close to the listeners out there on KTRC. So I just want to thank you for the 6 months, Scott. Thank you for everything the station's given to us, and we appreciate it. And we're going to be working with you until you kick us out, all right?
Hey, congrats, and Gino, keep up the good work too, buddy.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot. That was Scott Hutton, who is the owner of Hutton Broadcasting. Again, you guys have 6 stations here, Gino, right? KTRC, of course, has been around for many, many years. There are a lot of loyal listeners that participate in listening to all the local programming, and we really truly are proud to be part of the lineup here at KTRC and are proud of the product that we offer to you, the listening audience. I've got some other things I want to talk to you a little bit about before we go off the air here. I want to remind you that we have this exciting news about a new free service Santa Fe Realty Partners is offering exclusively to everyone in Santa Fe. Why don't you grab a pen and a piece of paper if you want to jot down a phone number I'm going to be sharing with you in a moment. Again, at any time, day or night, you can now call one phone number and get information on any property for sale in the Santa Fe area multiple list system. Just dial 505-204-7427, enter the address of any home on the market, and a very pleasant woman's voice will tell you everything about the property that you're interested in. And to make it even easier, you can also, if you see a for sale sign, at a particular property around town, and it has our Santa Fe Realty Partners for sale sign there. There'll be a code number. So when you see these signs and you're interested in the property that they stand in front of, all you need to do is enter the short code instead of the address, and when you call this special number, you'll be able to listen to information on the property. Again, that phone number to dial when you wish to secure information on any property in Santa Fe that is on the market is 505-204-7427. And if you want additional information or wish to speak to a broker about the property, you can be connected, but it's totally your choice. So now you can also get up-to-date financing information and also use a very simple payment calculator to figure out how much a home that you're interested in will actually cost you. So imagine this. You're driving around Santa Fe, and you see a house, condo, or a lot of land for sale that piques your interest. Right then and there, you can call the special phone number, enter the address of the property or the code number on the for sale sign, and listen to all the features of the property you're interested in. You can also immediately alert a real estate broker of your interest and secure more information or arrange to see the property. So again, from any phone, you can now check out properties whenever you want to. Remember to dial 505-204-7427 and let your phone give you information on any property for sale in the Santa Fe Area Multiple List System. I hope that you find this free service to be of help to you in your own home searches, and that's the kind of thing that Santa Fe Realty Partners is trying to offer. Again, if you have any questions about this, please contact me, Ray Post, by my email, rpost@sfrp.com. I also want to remind you, and we're going to be doing a little bit of house cleaning here on some additional information. So the thing I want to tell you about is if you're building a new home, updating the one that you're in, or converting your garage into a living space, or building a guest house, choosing a contractor is an important decision. That's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. And now is actually an excellent time to start your project with Major Development. You know, we've always enjoyed having Jeff and Dina Major on the show. They're very entertaining and a font of information. But right now, you can enjoy 15% off their standard rates. So please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all of their custom home building services. Do you know what we have here? Another couple of minutes before the show goes out? We've got 2 minutes. So I guess what I want to also remind you about is that I'm going to be out of town for the last 2 weeks. I'll be here next Sunday, but the last 2 weeks of December. And what I've been able to do is bamboozle three guys, into hosting the show. They've been on the program before. Actually, one of them is very, very good at this. He won't need any training at all, and he'll be in Gino Thompson's hands. That is Steve Riemann, who will actually be hosting the show on the 20th of December. Steve Riemann is the Santa Fe area manager for Fidelity National Title, one of the companies that underwrites all things real estate. Steve's been on the program for about, every month for the last 6 months, and is very much looking forward to this. It's going to be his show, so I don't yet know, Gino, who his guest is going to be. And Lord knows what Professor Riemann will want to talk about, but I'll be out of town, so it's up to you guys. And then following that, on the 27th of December, I am actually going to be down visiting my family in Texas. On the 27th of December, Jack and Jeff Welch, two associate brokers at Santa Fe Realty Partners, have agreed to actually host the program. So they will be here in the studio with Dina Major, who will be our special guest. And again, Dina's going to be coming up with a good topic. So, Gino, be kind and gentle with him, please, for sure. How much time do I have left here on the show? Another couple of minutes? Okay, well, I want to thank Scott Hutton for his very gracious words about the radio show. We look forward to many more years of partnering with Hutton Broadcasting. Thank you again, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate, Jane, and Peggy back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a terrific program. Thank you for tuning in today. Please give me a call if you have any questions at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260. KTRC AM Santa Fe, your home for progressive talk in New Mexico.
CNN Radio. I'm Matt Sherry. The Senate's been working on health care all weekend and today. So has the president. CNN's Kate Baldwin reports President Obama's been meeting with Senate Democrats on Capitol Hill.
The Democratic majority, in order to pass this bill, as you know, needs 60 votes. Right now, there is a big split between the more liberal and moderate Democrats over whether or not to have a public option in this bill. It's included in the bill right now, but four of the key votes for the more moderate Democrats, they oppose the public option, and that is what's going on. It's a lot of discussions of if they can reach a compromise, and that's what they're talking about on Capitol Hill.
And we understand this meeting has just wrapped up. Details later on today. President Obama's move to send more troops to Afghanistan was dissected on the Sunday talk shows. National Security Advisor General Jim Jones says the July 2011 start of withdrawal does not represent the absolute end.
The president has also said that we're not leaving Afghanistan. We are here to make sure that Afghanistan succeeds and succeeds.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, that's me. I am Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I welcome you back to All Things Real Estate. Before we go back into the show, I want to take a moment to suggest that you check out the brand new Santa Fe Realty Partners website. Now, again, that's located at, and I use a couple of different ways of describing our website address, but it's www.sfrp.com, or you can also get there at www.santafe.realtypartners.com, either way. Anyway, co-owner Tommy Gardner and our marketing director, Kate Marburger, have put together what I believe is the ultimate online source for information on real estate in Santa Fe County and beyond. The new website has interactive maps and neighborhood search capabilities, real estate trends and stats, market updates and relocation information, just to name a few features. And we also feature an online magazine as well as information on All Things Real Estate Radio Show, as well as our free monthly newsletter. In addition, we have an exclusive video channel that offers interviews with real estate professionals providing information on a variety of topics that address every single aspect of your property questions. You can also listen to past broadcasts of this radio show if you want to kill a Sunday afternoon or another day, and there's a simple way of doing that. Just go to the website and click on a button, and it'll take you right to podcasts. So for all of your online real estate information, there really is only one place you need to go. That's www.sfrp.com. Again, www.sfrp.com. I think you will find it a very rewarding experience. Shifting gears, I want to welcome to the show my two good friends and colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners. I have Julie Brook and Roy Hughes on the line with me. Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We're great, Ray. How are you?
We're doing okay. We had a little question, Roy, with the technology. So are you guys on a speakerphone or a conference call?
We're on a conference call.
Wow, you guys are really high-tech.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, welcome to the show. And actually, Julie and Roy are going to be talking about some exciting reasons to visit Taos this coming Saturday. Go ahead, guys.
Hi, Ray. There are several fun things to do in Taos this Saturday. First of all, I'll tell you about the late afternoon. There is the lighting of Ladue Street. It's a lot like our Canyon Road walk here in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
Ladue Street is next to the Taos Plaza, and it's lined with great galleries and shops. There are even still private homes along the street. The Harwood Museum there has Taos classics and also brings in modern art from elsewhere. The walk begins at sunset with farolitos lit all along the street and on the adobe buildings. There will be local music and refreshments provided by the people who live and work there.
Wow.
And if you need more information or directions on that, you can call me, Julie Brook, at 505-690-0900 or Roy Hughes at 505-470-5635.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are expecting some good snowfall this coming week, aren't you, out there in Taos?
Yeah, it's crazy, Ray. It looks like El Nino might actually happen.
Yeah.
The forecast is for snow all week.
Wow.
So the lighting of Ladue is a great reason to come up, but what we're both excited about is the skiing at Taos Ski Valley also.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a perfect day to come up and go beforehand up to the valley. Taos has the best skiing right now in the Southern Rockies. Again, the forecast is calling for snow all week. They have six lifts open right now, and with new snow, they're opening new terrain daily.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks great, and we're getting really excited.
Well, now, and let's get to the heart of this as well. Not only do they have skiing options next Saturday, they've got the lighting of the, I'm sorry, how do you pronounce that again?
Ledoux.
Ledoux Street. Sorry, my French is not as good as yours. But the real thing that we want to talk about here, and I want to give you guys as much time as you need, is Central Station Taos, which is an exciting new residential and commercial community just steps from the Taos Plaza and a short drive to the Taos Ski Valley. I hear this place is really fabulous. Talk about it.
Well, the location of Central Station Taos is great. It's in the downtown business district right off the plaza. This allows for owners to be walking distance to all the restaurants, shops, and other amenities that downtown Taos has to offer. For families that have some folks that ski and some don't, this location offers the best of both worlds. There's tons of restaurants, galleries, shops, and all within walking distance from the condominiums we're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's a pretty easy drive to the world-class slopes of Taos Ski Valley. And for those that don't like to drive, there's a daily shuttle that's 50 cents each way that picks skiers up in town and drops them right off at the base area. We're holding this condominium development open on Saturday before the Ledoux Street to give people a chance to see our real estate offerings, share some holiday cheer, get something warm to drink, and have convenient free parking at the head of Ledoux Street for the lighting.
Wow. And Julie, talk about this, because not only from Roy's description is it a very special place, primarily proximity to downtown Taos, but the features of this, the philosophy of it is really sort of unique. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's right, Ray. And as Roy said, the location is premium. Our motto for the community is live, walk, work. And you can walk just a block to restaurants, galleries, shops. People can locate you that way. It's something that's rarely seen. And all of this location is set in an environment that feels really peaceful and rural, with trees and beautiful landscaping designed by the head horticulturist at the El Monte Sagrado Hotel.
Wow.
There are living wetlands that are sown with hand-gathered wetland seeds that provide not only stormwater management but also great natural beauty, and the lush grounds that create a really, in the summertime when the temperatures start getting up there, it creates a really cool climate and beautiful as well.
Mm-hmm. And you've talked a little bit about some of the features, but if you had to really characterize the reasons why Central Station Taos is different and is separated in its qualities from other developments, what would those main points be, Julie?
Well, location, finishes, and attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's built very environmentally consciously, with low VOC paints, extra thick insulation, on-demand hot water, and then the aesthetic finishes are also gorgeous. People can choose from a range of traditional style hardwood flooring, beautiful granite or soapstone countertops, and beautiful cabinetry, or they can go for a rustic and more industrial contemporary look.
And, you know, this is really testament to the success and the qualities that you're talking about, because you guys have already had some pretty significant success in selling units, right?
Yeah, of the 26 original units, so far 13 have sold, so we have 13 on the market right now. Those options are between residential and commercial uses. Right now we have residential units ranging from one bedroom, one bath, starting at $155,000, $160,000, to two bedroom, two bath units beginning at $290,000. Now's an exciting time for buyers to come up, pick out different trim options, and choose their own finish out to personalize their space.
Now, they can actually do that, Roy, next Saturday if they came up, did a little skiing, watched the lighting on the street, and then came by and had some cider with you guys. You could show them some properties, and if they really were serious, you could actually talk about finishes and features, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're there for. We want to give the public an opportunity to see this. We're super excited, not only on the location, which we think is paramount, but this developer really, in the big picture of things, he did the environmental things that we all want to do when we build. They even put electric car plug-ins for the near future. Hopefully, when we have cars that can just be plugged in and go.
And all of your details for your home office or your business office are already thought about. Each unit is pre-wired for networks. Satellite can be easily added to any of the units through the mechanical room. just so many details. It's too many almost to mention here.
Now, Julie, when the three of us met a couple of days ago to talk about Central Station Taos, we were talking about, and Roy, you actually brought it up, that you think that this is a great opportunity for people in Santa Fe. So we're playing to primarily a Santa Fe audience here, and people might be scratching their heads, well, why would I want to buy something in Taos? What's your answer?
Well, it's a great opportunity to invest in places that are actually more affordable than you're going to find in Santa Fe, at a higher quality than what you would get for that price here. And we've even actually, for investors, got units that are already rented with income if somebody just wants to hold something. But they can also use it, you know, part-time, a residential unit. We've got both residential and commercial. They can use a residential unit part-time on the weekends and then rent it out when they're not using it. It's the perfect location for that.
Now, this whole concept of live, work, walk, which I know is your buzzword for the development, that's a phenomenon that's catching on in other places around New Mexico, Santa Fe, and around the country. But I think you guys have really hit on something really special here, because not only are you close to downtown Taos and all of the features that the city has to offer, but if someone has a small business and they want to virtually roll out of bed in the morning and walk two steps to their commercial spot, they can do it, right?
Exactly.
It's being done there already.
It is being done there, really. Can you talk about some of the businesses that are already located there?
Right now we have a massage therapist, a certified CPA. We have a couple of web designers and computer technology people in-house. There's actually a place that on-site builds dental equipment, you know, fake teeth and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a great little community. The original developer, Cody West, is the builder. His company is G3 up in Taos, builds a great product. His office is actually there. He's moved his wife and daughter there also, so he rolls out of bed pretty early most of the time and gets to work. And it's starting to come alive. It's really great.
Well, that is a significant testimonial for anyone that's listening, that the developer is actually living in the community that he built. I mean, he must have great confidence in the product, the quality of his product, right?
Yeah, and he's very knowledgeable. I mean, he's there for most of our showings when we do have clients. And it's just great having a builder that can really speak to the highlights of the construction.
Mm-hmm.
He's thought about it inside and out. Being in an urban environment and being right up next to people, you can't hear a sound through any of the walls. It's amazing. I've never been in a commercial or residential development that has that much privacy.
Well, I've got about 30, 45 seconds here to close it out, so I want to give some critical information. First of all, Julie, won't you give your two phone numbers again, and then also, if people want to look at these fabulous pictures, I'm actually looking at your literature, they should go to a website, so won't you give that out, Julie?
Okay, our phone numbers are 505-690-0900, that's mine, and Roy's is 505-470-5635. The website for Central Station Taos is just that, centralstationtaos.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to find.
Excellent. And again, this coming Saturday, run down again, Roy or Julie, what the offerings are to folks who may want to take a trip up and make a day out of Taos?
We'll be up there at Central Station Taos. They can come up for free parking anytime. We'll have the units open from 4 till 5:30. If somebody wants to call us earlier, we'll get them in sooner than that, too. But also, you know, come up, ski, shop on the plaza, whatever, during the day, and then park here, see the units, and head off to Lighting of Ladue Street for some fun.
Oh, boy, it sounds like a great day. I encourage everyone who's out there that does not have plans for next weekend and wants to make a day in Taos, see this terrific development, to actually give Julie and Roy a call, or just go up there and enjoy the day and visit Central Station Taos. Again, it's a brand-new offering that our two brokers, Julie Brooke and Roy Hughes with Santa Fe Realty Partners, are offering. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show today. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gino Thompson, that's a lot of information about a place. Are you thinking about that, Gino? Yes or no? Well, maybe. Okay, you might make a trip up there to Taos. Anyway, great offering. We're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation and get ready for the Open House of the Week segment. And I have my colleague Mark Williams on the line. And Mark is actually at 14 Madre Mountain. How are you, Mark?
Ray, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of the show today.
You bet. Tell us a little bit. Again, you've done this before. You know the drill. You got 2 minutes to sell everybody on the virtues of this terrific property. Go ahead.
The house at 14 Madre Mountain is a beautiful Pueblo-style house right in the heart of Rancho Viejo. The owners bought the home new in the fall of 2004 and now need to sell for relocation purposes. This home has almost every upgrade that was available at that time from Rancho Viejo, and it's been well-maintained and easily lived in. The home has both a formal living room, formal dining room, and a family room. The open floor plan unites these spaces while providing a filling a separation between the three. The veganism, the fireplace, and the family room create a cozy environment for entertaining. The five bedrooms offer a number of options for bedrooms, home offices, or guest areas. The master suite offers a uniquely large walk-in closet, jetted tub, and separate shower. The large windows and glass doors offer great sunset views from the master, while the four other bedrooms are spacious and have an abundance of storage space, right?
Mm-hmm.
The rear portale and backyard can be the highlight of this home. The extremely large portale extends the entertaining space to the outside, and it provides enough room to entertain large groups or is cozy enough for family gatherings under the protection of the roofline. The easily maintained yard appears to be professionally landscaped. The owners are tastefully decorated with great plantings and large boulders. Across from the home is a large park-like area, and this is maintained by the Homeowners Association there, Ray, and it seems to extend the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the home is just a short distance from miles of walking trails. Again, the home is at 14 Madre Mountain. It's around 3,000 square feet, five bedrooms, three baths, living room, dining room, and family room, great outdoor space, and it's a bargain at $550,000.
Well, it sounds like it. And let's see, what time are you going to be there today, Mark?
We're going to be there from 2:30 till 4:30 today.
So if someone wanted to come by and say hello to my friend and fellow broker Mark Williams, what's the best way for them to get there?
Ray, if they'll just take Richards Avenue to Saddleback Mesa. Take Saddleback Mesa two blocks north to Madre Mountain, and you'll see the open house sign.
That sounds great. Well, listen, Mark, I wish you a lot of success today. You did a great job of selling me on it, and Gino Thompson's getting his checkbook out right now. Unfortunately, he's got to work here in the studio this afternoon, so he will not be at your open house, but he may be calling you to take a look at it at some point, okay?
That sounds great, right? Thanks
for being on the show today, Mark. We'll talk to you again soon. Anyway, before we go into our last sort of segment here on the show, I'd like to remind you that Linson's Incorporated, a family-owned and operated business, has been offering fabrics and custom upholstery services for more than 30 years. If you haven't been to the Linson showroom, I suggest you stop by the Santa Fe Institution and check out more than 450 lines of fabric, custom bedding, and upholstery services that they have to offer. Now, Linson's is a major destination for interior designers, decorators, and Santa Fe homeowners, and ships its products to clients all over the world. Linson's is located at 1305 Cerrillos Road, and I encourage you to stop by and say hello to our friend Loopy Linson and her helpful staff. Linson's for all of your fabric and custom upholstery needs. I think I have a special, very special guest on the phone with me right now who is someone who I have enjoyed getting to know over the last 6 months that All Things Real Estate has been on the show, on the air. And I have Scott Hutton, who is the owner of the broadcasting company that owns six stations, including KTRC. Good afternoon, Scott. Thanks for carving out some time this afternoon to speak to us.
Hey, Ray, congratulations on your six-month anniversary.
Well, you're so kind to say that, and I couldn't be here if it wasn't for you and Gino Thompson and the rest of your crew here at Hutton Broadcasting.
Thank you.
No, seriously, you guys are just a premier company here in Santa Fe. You are such a supporter of all things that happen in this city, and we're so proud to be part of your local programming and really appreciate all the personal attention that you give to this program. Anyway, I'm looking at Gino Thompson. I just want to plug him on air so that his boss hears that he is one of the best producers I've ever encountered in my life.
You don't have to tell me that. I know Gino is terrific, and Ray, you're doing a fantastic job. We appreciate the content that you provide to the radio station, and keep it going and keep the momentum up. You're doing a terrific job.
Well, you're very kind to say that, Scott, and we have every intention of staying with you guys for years if we can.
Sounds good to me.
Well, yeah, actually, and there are a lot of things that Scott and I have been talking about, and along with his senior management staff here, about how we can expand the show and take it out more close to the listeners out there on KTRC. So I just want to thank you for the 6 months, Scott. Thank you for everything the station's given to us, and we appreciate it. We're going to be working with you until you kick us out, all right?
Hey, congrats, and Gino, keep up the good work too, buddy.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot. That was Scott Hutton, who is the owner of Hutton Broadcasting. Again, You guys have six stations here, Gino, right? KTRC, of course, has been around for many, many years. There are a lot of loyal listeners that participate in listening to all the local programming. And we really, truly are proud to be part of the lineup here at KTRC and are proud of the product that we offer to you, the listening audience. I've got some other things I want to talk to you a little bit about before we go off the air here. I want to remind you that we have this exciting news about a new free service Santa Fe Realty Partners is offering exclusively to everyone in Santa Fe. Why don't you grab a pen and a piece of paper if you want to jot down a phone number I'm going to be sharing with you in a moment. Again, at any time, day or night, you can now call one phone number and get information on any property for sale in the Santa Fe area multiple list system. Just dial 505-204-7427, enter the address of any home on the market, and a very pleasant woman's voice will tell you everything about the property that you're interested in. And to make it even easier, you can also, if you see a for sale sign at a particular property around town, and it has our Santa Fe Realty Partners for sale sign there, there'll be a code number. So when you see these signs and you're interested in the property that they stand in front of, all you need to do is enter the short code instead of the address, and when you call this special number, you'll be able to listen to information on the property. Again, that phone number to dial when you wish to secure information on any property in Santa Fe that is on the market is 505-204-7427, and if you want additional information or wish to speak to a broker about the property, you can be connected, but it's totally your choice. So now you can also get up-to-date financing information and also use a very simple payment calculator to figure out how much a home that you're interested in will actually cost you. So imagine this. You're driving around Santa Fe, and you see a house, condo, or a lot of land for sale that piques your interest. Right then and there, you can call the special phone number, enter the address of the property, or the code number on the for sale sign, and listen to all the features of the property you're interested in. You can also immediately alert a real estate broker of your interest and secure more information or arrange to see the property. So again, from any phone, you can now check out properties whenever you want to. Remember to dial 505-204-7427 and let your phone give you information on any property for sale in the Santa Fe area multiple list system. I hope that you find this free service to be of help to you in your own home searches, and that's the kind of thing that Santa Fe Realty Partners is trying to offer. Again, if you have any questions about this, please contact me, Ray Post, by my email, rpost@sfrp.com. I also want to remind you, and we're going to be doing a little bit of house cleaning here on some additional information. So the thing I want to tell you about is if you're building a new home, updating the one that you're in, or converting your garage into a living space, or building a guest house, choosing a contractor is an important decision. That's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. And now is actually an excellent time to start your project with Major Development. You know, we've always enjoyed having Jeff and Dina Major on the show. They're very entertaining and a font of information. But right now, you can enjoy 15% off their standard rates. So please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all of their custom home building services. You know, what do we have here? Another couple of minutes before the show goes out? We've got 2 minutes. So I guess what I want to also remind you about is that I'm going to be out of town for the last 2 weeks. I'll be here next Sunday, but the last 2 weeks of December. And what I've been able to do is bamboozle three guys into hosting the show. They've been on the program before. Actually, one of them is very, very good at this. He won't need any training at all, and he'll be in Gino Thompson's hands. That is Steve Riemann, who will actually be hosting the show on the 20th of December. Steve Riemann is the Santa Fe area manager for Fidelity National Title, one of the companies that underwrites all things real estate. Steve's been on the program for about, every month for the last 6 months, and is very much looking forward to this. It's going to be his show, so I don't yet know, Gino, who his guest is going to be. And Lord knows what Professor Riemann will want to talk about, but I'll be out of town, so it's up to you guys. And then following that, on the 27th of December, I am actually going to be down visiting my family in Texas. On the 27th of December, Jack and Jeff Welch, two associate brokers at Santa Fe Realty Partners have agreed to actually host the program, so they will be here in the studio with Dina Major, who will be our special guest. And again, Dina's going to be coming up with a good topic. So, Gino, be kind and gentle with him, please, for sure. How much time do I have left here on the show? Another couple of minutes? Okay, well, I want to thank Scott Hutton for his very gracious words about the radio show. We look forward to many more years of partnering with Hutton Broadcasting. Thank you again, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate, Jane, and Peggy back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a terrific program. Thank you for tuning in today. Please give me a call if you have any questions at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260. KTRC AM Santa Fe, your home for progressive talk in New Mexico.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. The Senate's been working on health care all weekend, and today, so has the President. CNN's Kate Baldwin reports President Obama's been meeting with Senate Democrats on Capitol Hill.
The Democratic majority, in order to pass this bill, as you know, needs 60 votes. Right now, there is a big split between the more liberal and moderate Democrats over whether or not to have a public option in this bill. It's included in the bill right now, but four of the key votes for the more moderate Democrats, they oppose the public option, and that is what's going on. It's a lot of discussions of if they can reach a compromise, and that's what they're talking about on Capitol Hill.
And we understand this meeting has just wrapped up. Details later on today. President Obama's move to send more troops to Afghanistan was dissected on the Sunday talk shows. National Security Advisor General Jim Jones says the July 2011 start of withdrawal does not represent the absolute end.
The president has also said that we're not leaving Afghanistan. We are here to make sure that Afghanistan succeeds.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, that's me. I am Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I welcome you back to All Things Real Estate. Before we go back into the show, I want to take a moment to suggest that you check out the brand new Santa Fe Realty Partners website. Now, again, that's located at, and I use a couple of different ways of describing our website address, but it's www.sfrp.com, or you can also get there at www.santafe-realtypartners.com, either way. Anyway, co-owner Tommy Gardner and our marketing director, Kate Marburger, have put together what I believe is the ultimate online source for information on real estate in Santa Fe County and beyond. The new website has interactive maps and neighborhood search capabilities, real estate trends and stats, market updates and relocation information, just to name a few features. And we also feature an online magazine as well as information on All Things Real Estate Radio Show, as well as our free monthly newsletter. In addition, we have an exclusive video channel that offers interviews with real estate professionals providing information on a variety of topics that address every single aspect of your property questions. You can also listen to past broadcasts of this radio show if you want to kill a Sunday afternoon or another day, and there's a simple way of doing that. Just go to the website and click on a button, and it'll take you right to podcasts. So for all of your online real estate information, there really is only one place you need to go. That's www.sfrp.com. Again, www.sfrp.com. I think you will find it a very rewarding experience. Shifting gears, I want to welcome to the show my two good friends and colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners. I have Julie Brook and Roy Hughes on the line with me. Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We're great, Ray. How are you?
We're doing okay. Now, we had a little question, Roy, with the technology. So are you guys on a speakerphone or a conference call?
We're on a conference call.
Wow, you guys are really high-tech.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, welcome to the show. And actually, Julie and Roy are going to be talking about some exciting reasons to visit Taos this coming Saturday. Go ahead, guys.
Hi, Ray. There are several fun things to do in Taos this Saturday. First of all, I'll tell you about the late afternoon. There is the lighting of Ladue Street. It's a lot like our Canyon Road walk here in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
Ladue Street is next to the Taos Plaza, and it's lined with great galleries and shops. There are even still private homes along the street. The Harwood Museum there has Taos classics and also brings in modern art from elsewhere. The walk begins at sunset with farolitos lit all along the street and on the adobe buildings. There will be local music and refreshments provided by the people who live and work there.
Wow.
And if you need more information or directions on that, you can call me, Julie Brook, at 505-690-1100. 1-800-770-0900 or Roy Hughes at 505-470-5635.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are expecting some good snowfall this coming week, aren't you, up there in Taos?
Yeah, it's crazy, Ray. It looks like El Nino might actually happen. Yeah. The forecast is for snow all week.
Wow.
So the lighting that we'll do is a great reason to come up, but what we're both excited about is the skiing at Taos Ski Valley also.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a perfect day to come up and go beforehand up to the valley. Taos has the best skiing right now in the Southern Rockies. Again, the forecast is calling for snow all week. They have six lifts open right now, and with new snow, they're opening new terrain daily.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks great, and we're getting really excited.
Well, now, and let's get to the heart of this as well. Not only do they have skiing options next Saturday, they've got the lighting of the how do you pronounce that again?
Ledoux.
Ledoux Street. Sorry, my French is not as good as yours. But the real thing that we want to talk about here, and I want to give you guys as much time as you need, is Central Station Taos, which is an exciting new residential and commercial community just steps from the Taos Plaza and a short drive to the Taos Ski Valley. I hear this place is really fabulous. Talk about it.
Well, the location of Central Station Taos is great. It's in the downtown business district right off the plaza. This allows for owners to be walking distance to all the restaurants, shops, and other amenities that downtown Taos has to offer. For families that have some folks that ski and some don't, this location offers the best of both worlds. There's tons of restaurants, galleries, shops, and all within walking distance from the condominiums we're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's a pretty easy drive to the world-class slopes of Taos Ski Valley. And for those that don't like to drive, there's a daily shuttle that's 50 cents each way that picks skiers up in town and drops them right off at the base area. We're holding this condominium development open on Saturday before the Ledoux Street to give people a chance to see our real estate offerings, share some holiday cheer, get something warm to drink, and have convenient free parking at the head of Ledoux Street for the lighting.
Wow. And Julie, talk about this, because not only from Roy's description is it a very special place, primarily proximity to downtown Taos, but the features of this, the philosophy of it is really sort of unique. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's right, Ray. And as Roy said, the location is premium. Our motto for the community is live, walk, work. And you can walk just a block to restaurants, galleries, shops. People can locate you that way. It's something that's rarely seen. And all of this location is set in an environment that feels really peaceful and rural, with trees and beautiful landscaping designed by the head horticulturist at the El Monte Sagrado Hotel.
Wow.
There are living wetlands that are sown with hand-gathered wetland seeds that provide not only stormwater management but also great natural beauty, and a lush grounds that create a really, in the summertime when the temperatures start getting up there, it creates a really cool climate and beautiful as well.
Mm-hmm. And you've talked a little bit about some of the features, but if you had to really characterize the reasons why Central Station Taos is different and is separated in its qualities from other developments, what would those main points be, Julie?
Well, location, finishes, and attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's built very environmentally consciously, with low VOC paints, extra thick insulation, on-demand hot water, and then the aesthetic finishes are also gorgeous. People can choose from a range of traditional style hardwood flooring, beautiful granite or soapstone countertops, and beautiful cabinetry, or they can go for a rustic and more industrial contemporary look.
And, you know, this is really testament to the success and the qualities that you're talking about, because you guys have already had some pretty significant success in selling units, right?
Yeah, of the 26 original units, so far 13 have sold, so we have 13 on the market right now. Those options are between residential and commercial uses. Right now we have residential units ranging from one bedroom, one bath, starting at $155,000, $160,000, to two bedroom, two bath units beginning at $290,000. Now's an exciting time for buyers to come up, pick out different trim options, and choose their own finish out to personalize their space.
Now, they can actually do that, Roy, next Saturday if they came up, did a little skiing, watched the lighting on the street, and then came by and had some cider with you guys. You could show them some properties, and if they really were serious, you could actually talk about finishes and features, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're there for. We want to give the public an opportunity to see this. We're super excited, not only on the location, which we think is paramount, but this developer really, in the big picture of things, he did the environmental things that we all want to do when we build. They even put electric car plug-ins for the near future. Hopefully, when we have cars that can just be plugged in and go.
And all of your details for your home office or your business office are already thought about. Each unit is pre-wired for networks. Satellite can be easily added to any of the units through the mechanical room. There are just so many details. It's too many almost to mention here.
Now, Julie, when the three of us met a couple of days ago to talk about Central Station Taos, we were talking about, and Roy, you actually brought it up, that you think that this is a great opportunity for people in Santa Fe. So we're playing to primarily a Santa Fe audience here, and people might be scratching their heads, well, why would I want to buy something in Taos? What's your answer?
Well, it's a great opportunity to invest in places that are actually more affordable than you're going to find in Santa Fe, mm-hmm. at a higher quality than what you would get for that price here. And we've even actually, for investors, got units that are already rented with income if somebody just wants to hold something. But they can also use it, you know, part-time, a residential unit. We've got both residential and commercial. They can use a residential unit part-time on the weekends and then rent it out when they're not using it. It's the perfect location for that.
Now, this whole concept of live, work, walk, which I know is your buzzword for the development, that's a phenomenon that's catching on in other places around New Mexico, Santa Fe, and around the country. But I think you guys have really hit on something really special here, because not only are you close to downtown Taos and all of the features that the city has to offer, but if someone has a small business and they want to virtually roll out of bed in the morning and walk two steps to their commercial spot, they can do it, right?
Exactly.
It's being done there already.
It is being done there, really. Can you talk about some of the businesses that are already located there?
Right now we have a massage therapist, a certified CPA. We have a couple of web designers and computer technology people in-house. There's actually a place that on-site builds dental equipment, you know, fake teeth and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a great little community. The original developer, Cody West, is the builder. His company is G3 up in Taos, builds a great product. His office is actually there. He's moved his wife and daughter there also, so he rolls out of bed pretty early most of the time and gets to work, and it's starting to come alive. It's really great.
Well, that is a significant testimonial for anyone that's listening, that the developer is actually living in the community that he built. I mean, he must have great confidence in the product, the quality of his product, right?
Yeah, and he's very knowledgeable. I mean, he's there for most of our showings when we do have clients. And it's just great having a builder that can really speak to the highlights of the construction.
Mm-hmm.
He's thought about it inside and out. Being in an urban environment and being right up next to people, you can't hear a sound through any of the walls. It's amazing. I've never been in a commercial or residential development that has that much privacy.
Right. Well, I've got about 30, 45 seconds here to close it out, so I want to give some critical information. First of all, Julie, won't you give your two phone numbers again, and then also, if people want to look at these fabulous pictures, I'm actually looking at your literature, they should go to a website, so won't you give that out, Julie?
Okay, our phone numbers are 505-690-0900, that's mine, and Roy's is 505-470-5635. The website for Central Station Taos is just that, centralstationtaos.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to find.
Excellent. And again, this coming Saturday, run down again, Roy or Julie, what the offerings are to folks who may want to take a trip up and make a day out of Taos.
We'll be up there at Central Station Taos. They can come up for free parking anytime. We'll have the units open from 4 till 5:30. If somebody wants to call us earlier, we'll get them in sooner than that, too. But also, come up, ski, shop on the plaza, whatever, during the day, and then park here, see the units, and head off to lighting of Ladue Street for some fun.
Oh, boy, it sounds like a great day. I encourage everyone who's out there that does not have plans for next weekend and wants to make a day in Taos, see this terrific development, to actually give Julie and Roy a call, or just go up there and enjoy the day and visit Central Station Taos. Again, it's a brand-new offering that our two brokers, Julie Brooke and Roy Hughes with Santa Fe Realty Partners, are offering. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show today. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gino Thompson, that's a lot of information about a place. Are you thinking about that, Gino? Yes or no? Well, maybe. Okay, you might make a trip up there to Taos. Anyway, great offering. We're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation and get ready for the Open House of the Week segment. And I have my colleague, Mark Williams, on the line. And Mark is actually at 14 Madre Mountain. How are you, Mark?
Ray, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of the show today.
You bet. Tell us a little bit. Again, you've done this before. You know the drill. You got 2 minutes to sell everybody on the virtues of this terrific property. Go ahead.
The house at 14 Madre Mountain is a beautiful Pueblo-style house right in the heart of Rancho Viejo. The owners bought the home new in the fall of 2004 and now need to sell for relocation purposes. This home has almost every upgrade that was available at that time from Rancho Viejo, and it's been well-maintained and easily lived in. The home has both a formal living room, formal dining room, and a family room. The open floor plan unites these spaces while providing filling a separation between the three. The veganism, the fireplace, and the family room create a cozy environment for entertainment. The five bedrooms offer a number of options for bedrooms, home offices, or guest areas. The master suite offers a uniquely large walk-in closet, jetted tub, and separate shower. The large windows and glass doors offer great sunset views from the master, while the four other bedrooms are spacious and have an abundance of storage space, right? The rear portal and backyard can be the highlight of this home. The extremely large portal extends the entertaining space to the outside, and it provides enough room to entertain large groups or is cozy enough for family gatherings under the protection of the roof line. The easily maintained yard appears to be professionally landscaped. The owners are tastefully decorated with great plantings and large boulders. Across from the home is a large park-like area, and this is maintained by the Homeowners Association there, Ray, and it seems to extend the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the home is just a short distance from miles of walking trails. Again, the home is at 14 Madre Mountain. It's around 3,000 square feet, five bedrooms, three baths, living room, dining room, and family room. Great outdoor space, and it's a bargain at $550,000.
Oh, it sounds like it. And what time are you going to be there today, Mark?
We're going to be there from 2:30 till 4:30 today.
So if someone wanted to come by and say hello to my friend and fellow broker Mark Williams, what's the best way for them to get there?
Ray, if they'll just take Richards Avenue to Saddleback Mesa. Take Saddleback Mesa two blocks north to Madre Mountain, and you'll see the open house sign.
That sounds great. Well, listen, Mark, I wish you a lot of success today. You did a great job of selling me on it, and Gino Thompson's getting his checkbook out right now. Unfortunately, he's got to work here in the studio this afternoon, so he will not be at your open house, but he may be calling you to take a look at it at some point, okay?
That sounds great, Ray. Thanks
for being on the show today, Mark. We'll talk to you again soon. Anyway, before we go into our last sort of segment here on the show, I'd like to remind you that Lenson's Incorporated, a family-owned and operated business, has been offering fabrics and custom upholstery services for more than 30 years. If you haven't been to the Lenson showroom, I suggest you stop by the Santa Fe Institution and check out more than 450 lines of fabric, custom bedding, and upholstery services that they have to offer. Now, Lenson's is a major destination for interior designers, decorators, and Santa Fe homeowners, and ships its products to clients all over the world. Lenson's is located at 1305 Cerrillos Road, and I encourage you to stop by and say hello to our friend Loopy Lenson and her helpful staff. Lenson's for all of your fabric and custom upholstery needs. I think I have a special, very special guest on the phone with me right now who is someone who I have enjoyed getting to know over the last 6 months that All Things Real Estate has been on the show, on the air. And I have Scott Hutton, who is the owner of the broadcasting company that owns six stations, including KTRC. Good afternoon, Scott. Thanks for carving out some time this afternoon to speak to us.
Hey, Ray, congratulations on your six-month anniversary.
Well, you're so kind to say that, and I couldn't be here if it wasn't for you and Gino Thompson and the rest of your crew here at Hutton Broadcasting.
Thank you.
No, seriously, you guys are just a premier company here in Santa Fe. You are such a supporter of all things that happen in this city, and we're so proud to be part of your local programming and really appreciate all the personal attention that you give to this program. Anyway, I'm looking at Gino Thompson. I just want to plug him on air so that his boss hears it. He is one of the best producers I've ever encountered in my life.
You don't have to tell me that. I know Gino is terrific, and Ray, you're doing a fantastic job. We appreciate the content that you provide to the radio station, and keep it going and keep the momentum up. You're doing a terrific job.
Well, you're very kind to say that, Scott, and we have every intention of staying with you guys for years if we can.
Sounds good to me.
Well, yeah, actually, and there are a lot of things that Scott and I have been talking about, and along with his senior management staff here, about how we can expand the show and take it out more close to the listeners out there on KTRC. So I just want to thank you for the 6 months, Scott. Thank you for everything the station's given to us, and we appreciate it. And we're going to be working with you until you kick us out, all right?
Hey, congrats, and Gino, keep up the good work too, buddy.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot. That was Scott Hutton, who is the owner of Hutton Broadcasting. Again, you guys have six stations here, Gino, right? KTRC, of course, has been around for many, many years. There are a lot of loyal listeners that participate in listening to all the local programming, and we really, truly are proud to be part of the lineup here at KTRC, and are proud of the product that we offer to you, the listening audience. I've got some other things I want to talk to you a little bit about before we go off the air here. I want to remind you that we have this exciting news about a new free service Santa Fe Realty Partners is offering exclusively to everyone in Santa Fe. Why don't you grab a pen and a piece of paper if you want to jot down a phone number I'm going to be sharing with you in a moment. Again, at any time, day or night, you can now call one phone number and get information on any property for sale in the Santa Fe area multiple list system. Just dial 505-204-7427, enter the address of any home on the market, and a very pleasant woman's voice will tell you everything about the property that you're interested in. And to make it even easier, you can also, if you see a for sale sign, at a particular property around town, and it has our Santa Fe Realty Partners for sale sign there, there'll be a code number. So when you see these signs and you're interested in the property that they stand in front of, all you need to do is enter the short code instead of the address, and when you call this special number, you'll be able to listen to information on the property. Again, that phone number to dial when you wish to secure information on any property in Santa Fe that is on the market is 505-204-7427, and if you want additional information or wish to speak to a broker about the property, you can be connected, but it's totally your choice. So now you can also get up-to-date financing information and also use a very simple payment calculator to figure out how much a home that you're interested in will actually cost you. So imagine this. You're driving around Santa Fe, and you see a house, condo, or a lot of land for sale that piques your interest. Right then and there, you can call the special phone number, enter the address of the property or the code number on the for sale sign, and listen to all the features of the property you're interested in. You can also immediately alert a real estate broker of your interest and secure more information or arrange to see the property. So again, from any phone, you can now check out properties whenever you want to. Remember to dial 505-204-7427 and let your phone give you information on any property for sale in the Santa Fe area multiple list system. I hope that you find this free service to be of help to you in your own home searches, and that's the kind of thing that Santa Fe Realty Partners is trying to offer. Again, if you have any questions about this, please contact me, Ray Post, by my email, rpost@sfrp.com. I also want to remind you, and we're going to be doing a little bit of house cleaning here on some additional information. So the thing I want to tell you about is if you're building a new home, updating the one that you're in, or converting your garage into a living space, or building a guest house, choosing a contractor is an important decision. And that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. And now is actually an excellent time to start your project with Major Development. You know, we've always enjoyed having Jeff and Dina Major on the show. They're very entertaining and a font of information. But right now, you can enjoy 15% off their standard rates. So please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all of their custom home building services. You know, what do we have here? Another couple of minutes before the show goes out? We've got 2 minutes. So I guess what I want to also remind you about is that I'm going to be out of town for the last 2 weeks. I'll be here next Sunday, but the last 2 weeks of December. And what I've been able to do is bamboozle two different people, actually three guys, into hosting the show. They've been on the program before. Actually, one of them is very, very good at this. He won't need any training at all, and he'll be in Geno Thompson's hands. That is Steve Riemann, who will actually be hosting the show on the 20th of December. Steve Riemann is the Santa Fe area manager for Fidelity National Title, one of the companies that underwrites all things real estate. Steve's been on the program for about, every month for the last 6 months, and is very much looking forward to this. It's going to be his show, so I don't yet know, Geno, who his guest is going to be. And Lord knows what Professor Riemann will want to talk about, but I'll be out of town, so it's up to you guys. And then following that, on the 27th of December, I am actually going to be down visiting my family in Texas. On the 27th of December, Jack and Jeff Welch, two associate brokers at Santa Fe Realty Partners, have agreed to actually host the program, so they will be here in the studio with Dina Major, who will be our special guest. Dina's going to be coming up with a good topic. So, Geno, be kind and gentle with them, please, for sure. How much time do I have left here on the show? Another couple of minutes? Okay, well, I want to thank Scott Hutton for his very gracious words about the radio show. We look forward to many more years of partnering with Hutton Broadcasting. Thank you again, Geno Thompson, my producer, and Kate, Jane, and Peggy back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a terrific program. Thank you for tuning in today. Please give me a call if you have any questions at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260. KTRC AM Santa Fe, your home for progressive talk in New Mexico.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Sherry. The Senate's been working on health care all weekend, and today, so has the President. CNN's Kate Baldwin reports President Obama's been meeting with Senate Democrats on Capitol Hill.
The Democratic majority, in order to pass this bill, as you know, needs 60 votes. Right now, there is a big split between the more liberal and moderate Democrats over whether or not to have a public option in this bill. It's included in the bill right now, but four of the key votes for the more moderate Democrats, they oppose the public option, and that is what's going on. It's a lot of discussions of if they can reach a compromise, and that's what they're talking about on Capitol Hill.
And we understand this meeting has just wrapped up. Details later on today. President Obama's move to send more troops to Afghanistan was dissected on the Sunday talk shows. National Security Advisor General Jim Jones says the July 2011 start of withdrawal does not represent the absolute end.
The president has also said that we're not leaving Afghanistan. We are here to make sure that Afghanistan succeeds.